Oh, it appears to be true. I mean, it just, you know, he's been on the phone. It sounds like his voice. He's been reported. He's talked to the press in Honduras saying he's there. The latest report was that he was in the Brazilian embassy, but I can't confirm that. So I have no reason to doubt it.
And why is this important for his eventual return to power?
Well, I think it's extremely important because it will force the Obama administration to choose sides. They've been very kind of vacillating so far in their approach, sometimes supporting Zelaya's return, sometimes not. And I think now the whole world, you know, the UN General Assembly meetings are taking place in the next couple of days, and there will be an outpouring of support for him and what he's done, which I think was courageous and bold to return there. He's threatened with arrest. Certainly his safety is a concern as well. And so I think the Obama administration will have to decide, are they going to support him or are they going to say what Hillary Clinton said, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said, when he tried returning, you know, a few weeks ago, where she said it was reckless and condemned it. So that's, I think, going to be a test for them.
We're speaking with Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. With the elections coming up later in the year, some people say, well, why not just let the elections happen and see who's elected and not worry about returning the president to power?
Well, the elections are scheduled for November 29th, but you can't really have free elections at a time when you don't have, people don't have basic civil rights there. I mean, there's thousands of people have been arrested. You have people have been shot. You have radio and TV stations have been closed down, independent, critical ones. So you don't have the conditions for a free or a fair election. It's very important if people are listening to this, if they, you know, have any contact or can contact their members of Congress, to ask them to support the return of the democratically elected president of Honduras and make sure that our government does the same.